as much as possible, we try to be really like metronomic with mridanga playing.
Mm-hmm. Can we use metronome?
Sure, but I find it confusing. You know, like this mantra, you know, it's... It's very... Tung, 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 tung. If you're a little later and a little early, it just sort of doesn't quite have the same effect. But it's a freedom. We have freedom down the plane. Then, you don't worry so much about the slide. Just get the strength first.
Mm-hmm.
The sliding is easy.
Okay.
They're missing that. And then they're running into the easy things and not doing them properly.
I understood that when you do it like this, then slight is not difficult.
Yes.
Really.
May I ask you?
What the sound must be? It must be a softer or louder. Ну как бы разные бывают.
Разные.
You'll see if I play. You know, if I play a kirtan like this, then you know there'll be variation. And you see how I'll move on to here and kill the sound.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have a bit of movement here. You use this part of your hand to control the sound. I can be here, and then roll my hand down and it killed the sound. You see that? It's subtle. You get it. It's not, you know. Because really what you're trying to do is you're trying to work from this point here, inside here. Because, see, the thing is, you can't really slide when you're up here. Because sliding all depends upon already, you've already got to have your hand on the internal head when you resonate that head to then slide on that head. It's one movement and it's all on the internal part of the drum, right? So if I'm here, I'm not about to slide. But as soon as I put my hand inside here, then I can slide. Because it's all about being on that one head, the inner head of the drum. Right? So if you're here, you don't go as much sound.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be able to just get used to moving around over here, sitting up on here, and also moving down onto here. Stop the sound or you can let it go. This is just like, you just get it, you just get the feel for it. The main thing is getting the strength in your finger coming through the... Because just as you're swinging your whole arm from your shoulder for playing care, you're swinging your whole hand from the wrist to play this. You're not playing like... I'm not playing with my fingers. I'm playing from here, because the strength is here. So when I do this, you'll see, it's my whole hand moving. Like when I do the 2-beat kirtan. Yeah. Because I'm moving from here, and I'm using this strength through my through my palm, I can just go over and over and over. Whereas if I was to try and do this with my fingers, it's not going to be possible. So again, we work to our strengths. Right? you slowly, by doing your kahava, you slowly develop the strength of this part of your hand to do that over, you know, a few months. You're just doing your kahava, and then you're doing your mata. Once you can do these things, and then gradually cultivating till you get the feel. But what I'm trying to give you guys is the essential pointers of how to progress. So the essential point about this whole thing of playing with the fingers and sliding is the strength through here. The rest of it's easy. The rest of it's really simple.
What you practiced mostly when some years ago? Practice mantras, or you started to learn something and do brain mantras?
Kind of everything all at once, really. I played a lot. You know, I always lived in temples. Always. I was in Australian temple, and then I was in India, and then I was in the villages preaching. I played a mridanga 3 times a day for years. And so, you know, maybe, you know, when I was in a practicing mood, I could practice maybe 30 to 45 minutes and even an hour a day, and do all the RTs and programs as well. So I could be playing a mridanga 5, 6, 7 hours a day. But, you know, both are necessary. You have to get into the kirtans, and you also have to do the practice to improve the playing. It all works. It all helps each other. Everything helps everything else. Practice helps playing. And by playing, your practice also gets better. Everything just helping everything else. I don't think there's any one particular thing. It's an organic system. But you can focus on different parts according to, you know, oh, I'd like to get my tehoi working better. You can work on that. But again, you know, it's like, different parts rely on other parts. So, this is why I encourage people to learn playing with your thumb. Because there's a whole bunch of mantras that if you can't play with your thumb, you can't really play them properly. Even like, even if I'm not going to play my kirtan, for example, with the thumb, the timing's not quite right. So if I'm playing matan, and I'll be playing matan in the kirtan, maybe I'll play one of these tehois, which is like this. And I'm playing it with my fingers. That tehoi is actually a thumb mantra. Mm-hmm. So I have to first learn the mantra by thumb to get the timing right. Then I can play it if I want with my fingers. Once I've got the rhythm right. So actually it should be this. Actually played like that. But once I can do that, then I know the rhythm of that, then I can do it with my fingers. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting the same timing. It's all about rhythm. So you can play with your fingers. It's like you can abbreviate things once you can play them fully. But to start abbreviating at the beginning, it creates problems. Because your timing's not right. Your timing's just a little bit out.
Мантры нужно вот сначала учить, как они есть. Вот, то есть он мантру показал, которая с большим пальцем. Uh-huh. И, короче, если ее не выучить с большим пальцем сначала, не получится играть, то когда ты начнешь играть ее просто пальцами, то у тебя не получится вовремя это сделать. Ну, то есть, своевременно. Any
other question? You want to see something?
Of course.
Do you want to play me something?
Сыграй что-нибудь с этим.
You're slow.
Ритм. It's late.
It's late.
Опаздывает, да.
Быстрее, да?
Еще два.
Не то, что быстрее.
You're missing the beat.
Ты пропускаешь.
The beat comes and you came just after.
А, ну, после пара.
После.
А что делать?
It's important. Because that's what gets fixed. All those things where you're a little bit late, it gets fixed by playing with me.
Ты должен с ним играть, чтобы это, ну, вовремя все делать. Ну, конечно, на киртане. А?
Как ты смотришь?
Ну, повторять.
This is what you get by associating.
То есть это
it's
то,
like,
что
yeah,
ты повторяешь общение.
I can do this, yeah, I can do all this, yeah, I can do it, but when you do it, the timing's just a little wrong.
То есть немножко опаздываешь, ну, неправильно немного вот.
So, to fix that, you need to
чтобы
participate.
Исправить это, тебе нужно, ну, вот, играть на кирпичной.
If you listen to me play, everything is very precise. Every beat is on the beat.
Все вовремя.
Да.
And when I want to play something off, it's exactly right off.
То есть, и когда что-то забито, то это в точности, ну, вовремя.
It's exactly in the right place off the beat, right? This is necessary. Otherwise, it's all over the place. It doesn't sound as good.
То есть это очень важно, иначе это будет неправильно и не будет круто.
The Lord is dancing, and he put his foot down, and you missed it.
То есть Господь танцует, и он поставил ногу,
занес ногу,
а ты не ударил там лишь, а, или, ну, короче, пропустил.
Necessary not to miss.
Мне необходимо поиграть на киртане.
So ideally these mantras will become something of second nature. See, in English it's called second nature. It means you do them without thinking.
These things should be doing
just like automatic, autopilot, just running. Like you just stand in the kirtan and everything is in time without even thinking about it.
Должно все дойти до такого уровня, что ты будешь просто играть на киртане и даже не думать о том. Потому что в один день тебе придется петь и играть в одно и то же время. Поэтому ты не сможешь думать о том, что ты играешь. То есть все должно быть очень вовремя. Садов. And when you play Kaharba and like this. And mantra is the same.
No, mantra is another, but same system.
So you're thinking dagi teta nagi din.
Definitely. Kaharva is kaharva. It's always, it's, you know, whether it's dini taki teta dena, dagi teta nagi dena, you know, didi nadi nana dena, it's all kaharva. You know, there's dozens of them, but they're all in the same system.
So, if I put a hand here, I don't think another mantra. I think in Dagi Tet and Dagi Din.
Sure. You think what you need to think. Just stay in time.
Okay.
Really. It's not complicated. But, you know, another thing I can say is, like, it's good to do some variation for the kirtan's sake. You know, you'll see when I play, even like with you guys, I played mostly Kahova the last day. But like, you know, as you notice, like I'm mixing it up a little bit to make it a little bit interesting. But it's very simple.